My name's Ian Rankin, and I'm feeling a little bit guilty because I've got a vague notion, this was my idea, Let's Get Lyrical, to try and get especially teenagers interested in literature, in the written word. And a lot of folk don't realise it, but when they listen to music, when they listen to lyrics, they're actually listening to poetry. We're listening to lyric poetry. That's where lyrics actually started life. And we've got problems in Scotland, especially with teenagers not reading. They get out of primary school and they think books are for primary school. They're not for secondary school. And it was to try and get folk from about 12 to 18, especially, to get into writing and talking about writing. And I just thought, well, song lyrics is a good way to do it, because we don't always realise when we listen to a record that we're listening to words. And I've just done an event, and sneakily I was also glad to come along because King Creosote, who's playing at the moment in the background, one of my favourite singer-songwriters, heard his stuff a few years ago and just loved it. Loved the fact that it came from the same part of Fife as me. And when I grew up in Fife in the 70s, I wished there was a scene, a music scene in Fife, but there really wasn't. There was one punk band called The Skids, and that was about it. But now there's a whole scene going on up in the East Newquay Fife with lots of singer-songwriters, lots of electronica, lots of different voices, all getting heard because they've actually got their own recording studio, they've got their own record company, and they've got their own festivals. So hooray, Fife finally came good on the music front. And also I'm here because I started life wanting to be a singer in a band. I used to write song lyrics when I was a wee kid, and they weren't very good. I was listening to music on Top of the Pops and Radio 1 and going out and buying the occasional single when I could afford it, buy an album. And I made up a band in my head called The Amoebas with a lead singer called Ian Caput, and that was me. And I used to write their lyrics and take them on tour. I'd get a map of the world and take them on tour everywhere from East Weems to Bombay, you name it. They went there and invented other bands to be in the top 10 with them. And those song lyrics became poems, and by the time I got to uni I was writing poetry, and then a short story competition came along, so I wrote a story because I thought poems are just a way of telling stories, and prose became a natural thing for me, and eventually the prose strung out until I was writing novels. So I became a novelist by accident, started life wanting to be a singer in a band. I just couldn't find a band.
So speaking of novels and things, so the one that you picked for the Let's Get Lyrical was The Falls. Can you just say a little bit about that?
Yeah, for Let's Get Lyrical, I chose a song called The Falls by a not terribly well-known band called The Muttonbirds from New Zealand. Basically just one guy, Don McGlashan, and a lot of his friends, and he writes the lyrics, and he sings, and he plays guitar, and he plays flugelhorn and various other instruments. I heard it in New Zealand. I was on tour. I think I saw an advert or heard it on TV, and at the airport on my way back home, saw the album, thought, I'll take a punt, I'll buy it. Loved it. When I heard it when I got home, I thought, yeah, really good lyrics, really good singer-songwriter. And I was writing a book at the time about wee coffins that had been found in Edinburgh in the mid-19th century, and I was bringing it up to the present day. And he's got a line in the song, there must be a story behind all that. And what I was trying to do was find the story behind this real thing that happened, where these wee coffins were found on Arthur's Seat and nobody knew what they were doing there. 17 of them were found, and there were various theories, but nobody knew the truth, and they were in the museum in Edinburgh, and I'd seen them, and I thought, what is the story behind the story? And that lyric just rang true to me, there must be a story behind all that. And so I called the novel The Falls after the song, and wrote to him and said, is it okay if I do that? And he said, oh, it's absolutely, you know, what a thrill. And stayed in touch ever since. And he's a friend, and he's a great singer-songwriter. More people should know of him.